Our next item is subdivision 2006-69, Clear Lake Properties, LLC. Clear Lake as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2006-69 for Clear Lake Properties, LLC, based upon the record for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of the subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking cluster lots with a minimum area of 20,000 square feet. The average lot size is 25,000 square feet. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. It is in an area near existing strip subdivision, developing residential planned communities and single family subdivision. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area, roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. The design addresses the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will not have no more than 123 lots on 86 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. It is also a reduction in the number of lots originally proposed. The subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 123 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion, sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. A 30-foot forested agriculture buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agriculture purposes. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included in any lots. The wetlands notice shall be included with the restrictive covenants for the project. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on one side of the streets in the subdivision. The subdivision will be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. That's my motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-69, Clear Lake Properties, LLC, as a preliminary for the reasons stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.